You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in Berea, and we are going to start part one now of Ray Farmer's press conference from yesterday. It's certainly an interesting listen. Here it goes.
Once everybody said, I guess I'll just begin by saying I guess it's time for me to conversate about the Cleveland Browns, where we are at the midway point of the season. From my vantage point, we definitely haven't achieved the mark that we want. We play in a league where, you know, winning is of the utmost and competition and competing doesn't mean a lot at the end of the day if you don't consummate it with W's. And we've fallen short of that. Nevertheless, we feel good about the fact that our guys have competed, played well and hard through games. They're committed to winning. They're committed to staying here and being a part of the Cleveland Browns. And me personally, I think that's really the goal, is to continue to try to add guys to this team that want to be Browns, that want to grow what we're doing here, and want to bring a winner to Cleveland. So we're focused on that. Our college scouts are focused on that. Our coaches are focused on that. Our staff in general is focused on that. So with no further ado, I'll open it up to questions.
There's multiple reports out there that you guys had these serious conversations with the Denver Broncos. The latest report is that you guys wanted a first rounder and another high pick. The two teams just couldn't agree on compensation. Can you address that?
I'll say this in a general context. So let's leave all the players' names out of it. The trading deadline creates a lot of controversy and a lot of scuttlebutt that generally results in nothing. So for an example, I would call a team and say, hey, take a look at our roster. Something interests you? Give me a call. Same back and forth. As you go through that process, some things are made light of. Some things are serious. Either way it goes, until something is imminent or until a decision is made or a transaction is consummated, it's all just fuel and fodder behind the scenes. Sometimes there's serious conversations. Sometimes those conversations are very innocuous and they amount to nothing. From my vantage point, we had some conversations, and at the end of the day, they all resonated in the same thing, nothing. So with that being said, we haven't done anything. We didn't do anything. But the reality for us is that that's generally how the trade deadline goes. Some people make some deals, some people don't, but generally people open it up and they have those conversations based upon what the reality could bring.
Do you speak to a player, again, I mean, Joe Thomas' name is out there everywhere the last 30 minutes. Would you go to a player like that and speak to him, given his status on this team, and try to explain what was happening or give your side of the account of what happened there?
When things become, I'll say, a distraction for some, like if a player can't, he doesn't understand kind of how the league is going. I think Joe's a pro. He's been around this long enough that he understands that when his name comes up, it's going to start a fire. Then it requires some sort of, you know, conversation with the player or with the agent to let them know kind of where the team or the club is at. You generally don't move players or have those conversations, specifically as information gets out as it does nowadays, as readily as it does nowadays, without having some sort of conversation with the agent and or the player.
Right, I mean, people are reporting this came down to the last second. It was that serious. With any trade today, were you close to actually completing one?
I don't know if I was really close to completing one. Again, we didn't actively go out and try to move anybody. I don't know if there's not a single team that I called and said, hey, look, I'm shopping so-and-so. So there were no shopping from my perspective, but I definitely listen. And I think that's really the job, that's part of my job, is that when people call and they make offers and they suggest what they would like to have, see, or have done, then it is my job to listen and start to think about, is that a benefit to the Browns? And then in those conversations, those are the ones that we kind of take a little more serious and we have our internal conversations about.
Ray, did you guys overrate Wayne Bowe before signing him?
That's an interesting comment. I don't know if we overrated him. I think we made a decision as a team to bring Dwayne Bowe to the Cleveland Browns.
He's got that nice $90 million guarantee. He hasn't caught a ball yet. So what do you think of that situation?
What do I think of the situation? I think that every guy that comes to the Cleveland Browns is a Browns decision. And as we kind of move forward, it is what it is. Dwayne is in the circumstances he's in, and it's our job as the Browns to try to get Dwayne as many catches and opportunities as he earns and deserves.
What do you think is going on with
Jefferson? I don't really have a take on that other than, you know, my job is to try to help bring the talent here and do what we can to kind of come to some conclusions as to what we need to do to improve the roster. And we have conversations back and forth in all of it. And any decision that's made is a Browns decision, and we stick with those.
This is the time of year when the team's not doing well. The Miami coach was fired. Wisenhunt's gone now. Things are shaking elsewhere, and the Browns are 2-6. And they've had a history of turnover, and everybody who follows your team is wondering how safe the jobs of the head coach and the general manager are. What's going to happen with you and Pettine going forward next season?
The simple answer for me is that my job is to work hard and try to bring talent to the Browns. Continue to work in my environment, which is player acquisition. And so that's what I'll do. I'll continue to do that to the best of my ability and work as a Browns employee until they tell me otherwise. But I haven't been given that memo.
Ray, when you are trying to consummate or talk through deals right now in these last couple of days, who was it, you, Patton? Anyone else that were kind of in charge of running this?
For all of our internal conversations are just that. There's a variety of people that we involve in our conversations internally. But who runs what piece of it is different based upon the relationship they have with who may be out there that we may be dealing with.
Ray, you mentioned that obviously it's your job to evaluate and add talent to this football team. A lot of people want to know why four first-round draft picks in the last 2 years really aren't impacting this football team in a positive way. And players that aren't here but got picked elsewhere after the Browns pick are having impacts. What is your position and your response to that criticism?
Players come along at different points in time. Guys grow, and I've said it routinely, that guys grow at different rates. So until the movie's over with, we'll just continue to evaluate and see where they go.
Do you think this coaching staff is getting the most out of the players on the roster?
I think our coaching staff does a great job of doing what they can with the guys they have. They try to grow them. They work with them. They do everything they can. We're all doing the same thing. I'm working to get the best out of the guys in my department. They're working to get the best out of the guys in their department. And we're working to try to win games. And I think we're close in a lot of circumstances. We just haven't generated the results that we want.
Would you like to see Dwayne active more than the coaching staff has made him active?
I don't decide kind of who plays in that role. I mean, from my perspective, it's all about really trying to just add value. Whatever, when we ask questions and we have debates and we go through things, the coaches ask me, I tell them what I think, they tell me what they think, and again, we come up with group decisions.
What about younger guys like Johnny and Justin Gilbert? Would you like to see them given starting jobs so you can get a better evaluation of them?
I think nobody should be given anything. I've always been a fan of guys got to earn it, and the guy that earns it should play. Whether he's a college free agent, whether he's a first round pick, the guy that earns it should play.
At this point, what is the frequency of your talks with Mike Pettine, and how would you characterize your relationship with Mike right now?
Excellent. Very good. We talk daily. That's what it comes down to. We our relationship has not changed.
What about Justin Gilbert? He's not playing on the same defense at all right now. He hasn't been for the past 4 years or so. Mm-hmm. Despite the fact that, goes on out with injuries and things like that. Do you still feel
I do. I think that he had a rocky first year, to say the least. And as he has kind of progressed, he's gotten better this year. And like I said, guys progress at different points in time. And as he continues to grow, he'll get better.
Ray, this team right now is 2-6. You've already conceded that that's obviously not where you and your organization would like it to be.
Say again? I'm sorry. One more time.
The team being 2-6, you already conceded. You're not where you want to be. How do you fix it?
How do we fix it? We continue to do exactly what we've done, just work hard, put in the effort, the time, and the energy, unearth better players, unearth better opportunities for our guys, and try to grow it as we see fit. That's really what it comes down to, is that we got to try to make the best out of the guys that we have and add better guys as we go forward. And the coaches got to do their job and try to get the best out of the guys that we have and move forward daily.
Ray, Mike said that the trade rumors were like a grenade going off in the locker room on Sunday. Are you concerned about any sort of long-term impact that has in relationships with certain guys?
No, I don't think I'm really concerned about the relationships with guys. I mean, I think I have good relationships in the locker room. I'm really candid, so when guys ask me, I tell them the truth. That's the one thing I will say. When guys ask me what's really happening, I just tell them. And good, bad, right, wrong, and different, that's kind of how it's been, and that's kind of how it'll be going forward.
you might, you know, you're talking a lot about, you know, that you're bringing the talent in as best you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, you will be judged on how these guys are playing.
Yep.
I mean, not playing, then, you know, all of a sudden, how's that going to be fair to the evaluation of you?
I don't know if there's anything fair in this world. Like, that's what it really comes down to. I mean, fairness is not really what I got into this for. Every decision that's been made, every player that's been brought in here has been a Browns decision. I don't sit in a vacuum. I keep saying it, but I know it's my job, and I know that people will look at me and hold me accountable to the players that are here. There's not one decision that has been about a player that I've sat and said and deemed we're going to do this, and this is what's going to happen. We've had conversations. We've made those commitments as a group, and like I said, I firmly believe that opportunity belongs to the guy that earned it, and whoever that may be, whether he's a college free agent, whether he's a first round pick, whether he's a free agent we paid money to or we didn't, we want the best players to play in Cleveland.
Should it be your decision, though? You mentioned that you have conversations, and obviously there is some collaboration, but is there a danger of, I guess, when I'm getting at, too many cooks in the kitchen, so to speak?
I'm a nerd by trait to some degree, so I believe in intelligence and people that can add to the conversation. I would tell you I'm also a reader, and so I've read some books that really talk to the fact of, like, you don't want groupthink. You just want a bunch of people in the room that think the exact same thing. And so from that perspective, I'm a big fan of involving people that come from different angles, that ask different questions. Those different questions could lead you to a better result and a better answer. And so I don't think that it's not predicated on one person wielding the throne and deciding what they want to do. It's a product coming up with a good process that leads to good decisions.
What kind of questions do you get these days from Alex Shiner and Jimmy Haslam? I would assume they aren't saying, hey, go trade for this guy or get this guy next year. But how involved are either of them in personnel decisions? And I assume also that they're asking questions about personnel decisions on some level or other. What kind of stuff are they asking?
The questions that get asked in any conversation are, I'll say, strategic. Like from a strategy perspective, you know, how are we going to do what we're going to do? Which direction are we heading? And I think all of those conversations are healthy. Like, we want to know, where are the Browns going? How are we planning to get there? What are we planning on doing with the resources that we have? And those questions, I think, are fair, honest, and direct. I think that as we move through those questions, it lends us to make good decisions. It double checks our processes. It double checks our thought patterns on why we made whatever critical decision or whatever simple decision we thought there was to make. And inevitably, it leads to potentially a better result.
Shiner more into the football side now than he used to be?
I don't think Alec is more or less into any of it. I mean, Alec is just like the rest of us. We all have simple goals in here. We want to win, just like everybody in Cleveland. We want to win, and that's really all we're focused on. So as we add, whether – I know Alec is somewhat of a hot-button topic because it's out there in the media, but everybody in this building is focused on winning. Pet, myself, Alec, everybody else that's involved in the organization.
That's part one of Ray Farmer's press conference from yesterday. We'll have part two to kick off our second hour here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Some interesting comments obviously made by the general manager. We want your take on that, and we want to get your take on Johnny Manziel starting at quarterback for the Browns against the Cincinnati Bengals this Thursday night at Paul Brown Stadium. Should that be a move that is made for the rest of the year, win, lose, or draw against Cincinnati? 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Also, we welcome your comments on Ray Farmer's press conference, part one in the books, part two coming up.